हरे कृष्णा। श्रीमद् भागवतम इट इज सेड माया मोहित चेतसः। व्हेन वन इज एनेमर्ड बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड दुराशयाये बहिरर्थमानिनः देन ही बिकम्स माया मोहित चेतसः। एज अपोज टू दिस प्रहलाद महाराज is said to be constantly attracted to the Krishna planet, Krishna graha grahitatma. So his heart was attracted to Krishna's planet, just like the iron filings are attracted to a magnet. How does this happen? When maya mohita chetasaha means, when one considers the Krishna itara or the objects of the world which are separated from Krishna, separated material energy, to be very important, to be purposeful, valuable, and makes them the goal of one's life, then one becomes maya mohita chetasaha. Because his mind and heart, they flow outward with material ambitions, aspirations, and desire to impress the other conditioned souls. As opposed to this, Krishna graha grahitatma means the individual is making a genuine effort to please the Supreme Lord. So we all have seen in our own consciousness, there is a constant tug of war going on in our lives to impress the people around us even after coming to devotional service. It is not only with the non-devotee materialists who are out there from morning to night slogging hard to accumulate more and more, to impress the other conditioned souls. It is also to do with practicing devotees who may work hard to put up a show of devotional service, appearing saintly than being genuinely saintly, because of which there is no effort made for pleasing the Supreme Lord. Rather, it becomes indriya toshanam, mana toshanam, ahankara toshanam. There is no samsiddhir hari toshanam. So even when few drops of consciousness are offered to Supreme Lord with a desire to please him genuinely, then Krishna graha grahitatma, then one is immediately attracted to Krishna. So the beauty of the chanting of the holy name, even if one approaches the holy name with some nefarious motives, various material motives, still, the chanting of the holy name will gradually purify a person and give him motivation and inspiration to call out the holy name purely, eventually. Muni mano vritti pravrityaushadam, it is said. Muni mano vritti means there is vritti, vasana and sanskar. Vritti means propensity. Vasana means tendency. And samskar means a set pattern. Any habit in this world begins with propensity. For example, somebody may have a propensity to be lazy. But if they are regularly practicing laziness, that becomes vasana, which is tendency to become lazy. Tendency means it starts repeating over and over and over. And samskar means a set pattern. One is unable to come out of it. One is now almost set in that pattern. This is a material direction. Similarly, in the spiritual direction also, when one chants the holy name and the propensity for chanting comes, then as soon as one gets up in the morning and takes bath, then one immediately bead bag, hand goes to the bead bag and you pick it up, put it on your neck. So then you want to chant. Earlier one thinks, I have to chant. Then one says, oh, I want to chant. I want to purify. And then one delights, oh, I get to chant. Then one feels, I love to chant. And then one says, I can't stop chanting. In this way, one progresses from one's propensity to tendency to a set pattern. So when we come to the point of saying that, oh, I want to chant, I want to purify my heart, and that is the time the prayers arise in the mind. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dholi sadrisham vichintaya. O Lord Krishna, somehow or other I have left your company and fallen into this ocean of birth and death, and I am being battered by the waves of samsara. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me at your lotus feet, offering me the opportunity for eternal loving devotional service. This prayerful attitude, when it arises, then the chanting of the holy name will become more and more powerful, cleansing the heart, elevating the devotee, purifying the devotee, increasing the taste for devotional service, and gradually the attraction for the external world and the desire to impress the conditioned souls who are all struggling in this world and continuing to struggle oneself by impressing, that will go away. And therefore the chanting of the holy name itself is a great blessing, because it increases the propensity. Munimano vritti pravritti aushadam. The holy name is such a medicine that it increases our propensity for chanting, propensity for getting purified, and propensity for falling in love with Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.